Back out on the grounds here at the 2025 Champaign County Fair, Chad Baker, courtesy of the Roofing Dog Mobile Studios for WITY, and wrapping up the poultry show out here. And we're talking with 10-year member Avery Watson. Avery, how are we doing?
I'm doing good. I'm excited to be at the fair today.
Very good. It's a warm one, but a lot of them are warm, aren't they?
Oh, for sure. Every year it's been.
Now, you're a 10-year 4-H member. Tell us a little bit about all the projects and everything you show.
Yes, I've been in 4-H for a while. I typically stay towards the projects that are indoors. It's my second year only showing chickens, so this is definitely a little bit of a different scene. But in the other project categories, I've done a lot with crops, cooking, sewing, kind of all over the place. But it's been cool to explore a lot of different areas within 4-H.
Is there a favorite?
By far, crops.
By far, crops. Very good. How do you do with that?
Been somewhere in the middle. I was able to go to state for my crop innovation project, so more on the research side, which was really fun. It was about 2 years ago, and I ended up being state champion, so it was pretty cool to have that experience.
Well, congratulations on that. That is a big feat. So today we're talking from the poultry barn. You're out here showing some chickens, I assume, here.
Yes, I have 4 chickens out here today, 3 pullets and then 1 hen. All of them had a really nice day. They're definitely hot, just like we are.
Absolutely. So how did you do?
I didn't end up placing any on champion row, but it was still a very cool experience. A lot of mine are on the younger side, so that was a little bit more difficult, but it was still a very cool experience, and I was happy to be out here today.
Now, do you grow up on a farm?
I did. My family farms in Champaign County, corn and soybeans, so chickens is just our little backyard project we've gotten into within the past 4 years that I've been in high school. It's been a little bit of an FFA project and then been able to show them through 4-H, so it's been really cool to learn more about chickens and how they're raised.
So now you said that you have some younger ones here, but do you have any siblings that may be showing them in the future, or is this the end of the line for them?
We'll see. My brother might be up next to show these chickens, but we'll see how it goes in the next few years.
Very good. Are you a member of FFA as well?
Yes, I'm from the Unity FFA chapter.
Okay, tell us about that experience.
Yeah, so I was a president my senior year of high school. I had a really awesome experience with FFA, did a lot of different projects and whatnot. Some of my favorites are the community service activities that we do, whether it be pork chop lunch or the petting zoo, but it's also been fun to compete in a variety of things. I competed at nationals for ag business, and then I also placed second in the nation for agri-science fair research project, again within the crops. So very similar to FFA and 4-H, they have a lot of different areas that you can explore.
So it sounds like you got a niche already carved out for you on the research side. My guess is that that's probably going to be something that's going to figure heavily into your career.
Very much so. I'll be attending Iowa State in the fall for agronomy and hoping to look into a little bit more of the ag research side as I continue my next steps after that.
Go big or go home, go Cyclones, right?
Oh, yeah.
Very good. So that's a little farther away from home, but obviously a very prestigious school in the realm of agriculture. Any decision-making that had to go into that, or was it Iowa State all the way?
No, U of I was a big one for a long time, but Iowa State really just caught my eye within agronomy, so I'm very excited to be out there. U of I is still home, so it'll be a little bit of both cheering for both football teams.
At least they're not in the same conference. Not yet, anyway.
Exactly.
So let's talk a little bit about what you had here elsewhere at the fair. You mentioned some other projects. How did you fare with those?
We had a really good time at the fair this year. I ended up not taking any projects besides my chickens, so a little bit different of a year, but my siblings, they took a financial project, and my brother took welding. So we had some very interesting projects this year that did well.
So the family showed well out here. Any aspects of the Champaign County Fair not dealing with animals or showing that you're looking forward to?
I'm very excited to see the rest of this cattle show today. Looking forward to that. And I really wanted to make it to the Demo Derby this past week, and I heard it was a really fun time.
Yeah, that's the case. Are you showing anywhere else this summer?
I will not be. This is our one and only.
One and only event. Got any plans to go to State Fair just to peruse and see what's out there?
Yes, we might hit up the State Fair, visit the dairy barn, the butter display again. Looking forward to that. We do try and make a trip up there at least once for the State Fair, kind of check it out.
Very nice, very nice. So you mentioned Iowa State, career in agronomy. Is there anything within agronomy that you're looking specifically at, or is the table wide open right now?
Table's wide open. I'm open to a lot of options, hoping through some sort of internship or different activity like that, I can learn a little bit more about what I'm specifically interested in. I have an internship this summer at the U of I looking at a little bit more of the pest side, so that's been kind of cool to kind of open my eyes to that, and I could foresee myself in that path in the future.
Very good. And tying up with you, Avery, one last thing here. Is there any major food items that you look forward to? Everybody loves the fair food out here at Champaign County. Is there anything particular you're looking to go and grab here for lunch?
The fries with the vinegar on them.
The Kohler's fries, yes. With the vinegar.
Yes. So,
I think that is hands down the one that gets the most votes, and I can't fault it. So, well, Avery, thanks for spending a few minutes with us. It was a pleasure. All the best to you at Iowa State and the rest of your summer.
Thank you.
That's Avery Watson with the Unity FFA and also Champaign County 4-H showing out here at the Champaign County Fair. We got more reports coming up here on WITY. I'm Chad Baker.